This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Opposition parties' lawmakers obstruct the meeting of the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda emphasizes the need to protect the rights of Dalit community. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi vows punishment over deadly Odisha train crash. Now, the news in detail. The main opposition party, CPN-UML, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and other opposition parties obstructed the meeting of the House of Representatives today, saying that the citizenship bill was brought against the law and procedure. At the beginning of the meeting, the chief whip of CPN-UML, Padam Giri, said that the citizenship bill was brought against the rules and procedures without following the constitution. Chief Whip Giri said that they are committed to the citizens without citizenship and demanded to pass a new law within a week according to the constitutional procedure. Chief Whip of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Santosh Pariyar, also opposed the bill, saying that the methods of bringing the bill did not match the constitutional provision. He said that since citizenship is a political problem, it should be resolved politically and express their commitment to help in this regard. The chairperson of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Rajendra Lingden, said that although everyone agrees that the Citizenship Act should be amended, they are against the method and process by which the Citizenship Act was assented. He also demanded to bring the bill to the parliament and hold a discussion on it. Meanwhile, the main opposition party, CPN-UML, has obstructed the meeting of the National Assembly, saying that the citizenship bill has been verified against the law and procedure. At the beginning of the meeting, UML legislator Bharat Bhairab Sundar Shrestha accused the government of breaking the rules and procedures by forcing the controversial and inactive citizenship bill to be verified by the president. He also said that the meeting cannot proceed until the House is given a satisfactory answer regarding the statement made by the Prime Minister during his visit to India regarding the disputed territories. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has emphasized the need to protect the rights of the Dalit community in Nepal. On the occasion of Dalit Rights Day today, Prime Minister Dahal expressed that discrimination against Dalits has been perpetuated under the guise of feudalistic culture and tradition throughout history. Prime Minister Dahal stressed the importance of constitutional and legal provisions to ensure the effective implementation of political, economic and socio-cultural rights for Dalits. Prime Minister Dahal mentioned the provisions in the constitution that criminalizes untouchability and discriminatory acts and guarantees Dalit representation and participation in all state bodies. Despite the declaration of an untouchability-free nation 17 years ago, the Prime Minister acknowledged that harassment and discrimination against Dalit continue to persist, posing a challenge to the Constitution's implementation. The bail hearing of 18 individuals accused of the fake Bhutanese refugee scam commenced at the District Court in Kathmandu today. All 18 arrested individuals, including prominent figures such as former Home Minister Balkrishna Khand and former Deputy Prime Minister Top Bahadur Raimaji, have been presented before District Judge Prem Prasad Niupani. The court will carefully examine the cases and decide on their release on bail or further remand for investigation. The accused also include Bhutanese refugee leader Teknath Rizal, as well as Indrajit Rai, Angtawa Sherpa, Samsir Mia, Teknarayan Pandey, Sanu Bhandari, Govinda Chaudhary and Ram Saran Kesi. Other individuals involved in the case are Sandesh Sharma, Narendra Kesi, Tanka Gurung, Sagar Rai, Kesab Dulal, Lakshmi Maharjan and Hari Bhakta Maharjan. Once the hearing concludes, the court will announce its verdict on whether they will be released on bail or detained for further investigations. Gandaki Provincial Government is presenting its policy and programs for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24 today. According to the Provincial Assembly Secretariat, Province Chief Prithibiman Gurung will read out the policy and programs in the Provincial Assembly meeting shortly today. Meanwhile, Secretariat spokesperson Prem Subedi informed all the preparations for the presentation of the policy and programs have been completed. The provincial government has tabled the principles and priorities of the Appropriation Bill 2080 in the Provincial Assembly on May 26. The principles and priorities of the Appropriation Bill were discussed in the Provincial Assembly meetings held on May 29 and 30. The provincial government must table its budget by June 16, as the constitution requires. Before the budget announcement, policy and programs for the new fiscal year are presented and discussed in the parliament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said people found guilty over a deadly rail accident in eastern India will be punished stringently. At least 288 people were killed and more than 800 injured in Friday's incident in Odisha state involving two passenger trains and a goods train. Rescue efforts have been concluded, with officials saying all trapped and injured passengers have been retrieved. It is not clear what caused the multi-train collision, which has been described as India's worst rail accident this century. Chief Public Relations Officer of the South Eastern Railway, K.S. Anand, said a full investigation has been launched, but a preliminary report indicates that the accident was the result of signal failure. Some 2,000 passengers are thought to have been on board the two passenger trains involved. The United States has accused the Chinese Navy of executing unsafe maneuvers near an American destroyer that transited through the sensitive Taiwan Strait. The incident was the second close encounter between the American and Chinese militaries in the Asia-Pacific region in less than 10 days. The incident occurred as the American destroyer Chung Hun sailed through the Taiwan Strait with a Canadian ship in a rare joint mission through the narrow waterway that separates Taiwan from China. The Chinese military said it had monitored the passage but made no mention of a closer encounter. China claims Taiwan as its territory, pledging to take it one day by force if necessary, and has ramped up military and political pressure on the island in recent years. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is a partial influence of westerly wind as well as local wind over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 17.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 32 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has requested one and all to adopt necessary precautions to be protected from heat waves, as it is possible in the Tarai areas for the country for next few days. Issuing a bulletin, the division requested all to adopt necessary precautions for a few days. Meteorologist Govinda Kumar Jha mentioned that there is a possibility of a heat wave until the next 3 days, and most of the places of Tarai have been experiencing heat waves for the past 2 days. The division has requested people to stay inside the house, wear a cotton dress, drink plenty of water and juice, and visit health facilities in case of health-related problems. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Opposition parties' lawmakers obstruct the meeting of the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda emphasizes the need to protect the rights of Dalit community. And India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi vows punishment over deadly Odisha train crash. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.